As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Bert Show.
All right, so maybe you went through a really bad breakup. Maybe you got a story to tell, and it still hurts because it was so bad. We have a podcast and a story for you that makes your life seem so much healthier, and it is hosted by Abby.
Yeah, if you don't know, now you know. I have a podcast called The Breakup Breakdown, and I'm in a little bit of a messy situation. Well, not messy, a little bit of a pickle. It happens about every season around episode 12. I put out so many good stories that I just don't know how I'm going to top them. And that was the case for me last week.
And the premise of this whole podcast is Abby will interview people that have gone through like really serious and dramatic breakups. And the back and forth, like I said, if you think that you're going through some dysfunction in your breakups or your relationships, you'll hear a lot more of it here.
Yeah, and usually people will submit, like, tips. So a couple weeks ago, I got a news story sent to me where a woman was in the middle of a case with her husband, where her husband called the cops on her. And there were some bizarre quotes from her attorney, like, I don't believe a thing that her husband is saying. I think he's making up these charges because of a relationship all three of them were in. And so I was like, I want to interview her. So
who are the three in the relationship?
So it's the husband, the wife, and then the wife's best friend, who entered allegedly into a throuple with them.
Hi. Uh-oh. Hi. Okay.
I know. So it was one of the best interviews I've ever done, where basically she decided the wife didn't want to be in a throuple anymore. And him and the girlfriend called the cops on her.
So she wanted to go back to just a
marriage.
Signed up for.
Well, they were married the entire time,
yes,
right?
They were married the entire time. And then this third person came into the situation.
Okay, so she wants to go back to being monogamous and doesn't want to have a third person involved in the marriage anymore. And so when she presents them with this information, so what were the girlfriend and husband accusing her of, and why did they call the cops on her?
So she thought, I'm probably just going to get accused of like something minor. Like, I think we got in a fight and they're probably just going to charge me with a misdemeanor. No, they charged her with like five different felonies. So homegirl got thrown in jail for about 73 days.
Oh, damn. 73 days.
And so if you want to know, she actually didn't have to be put in jail for that long, but she actually decided to stay for that long. And the reason why is actually pretty interesting.
Do you have audio of that?
I have an audio teaser clip if we want to listen to it, but I don't have audio of that specific reason.
Okay, so we'll listen to the teaser, and then when we come back, you tell us the reason why she's like, no, I'd rather stay in here than go out there. Okay.
I thought very, very highly of my husband. We were really, really happy. During this time, I met a really close friend one evening. Things kind of got oddly, like, flirty. He was like, if you have feelings for her, then we'll work around it. My husband starts hinting around, like, an open relationship. She seems to have those feelings, too. Then we, I guess, acted on it. We should all just be a throuple. I did not feel like I had a choice in a lot of this. I got to, like, just a breaking point. I told my husband, and I told her, I can't do this anymore. I go and I get in the shower and I come out and there's two cops there in my hallway. I'm in a towel and I'm just like, can I help you? What are the basis of these charges? And she's like, well, your husband said, and I'm like, whoa, 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 my husband?
Okay, so I think I got a little twisted. The wife got arrested?
Yeah,
the wife
and decided to stay in jail for 73 days. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
What happened?
So, you want me to tell you the end of the story? Or
she wants people to listen to her podcast.
Yeah, they're going to listen to it anyway for that.
The breakup breakdown. So, the reason why she decided to stay in jail for 73 days was she was like, what am I really going home to? No, like, I know, as sad as it is, because it is a heartbreaking situation if you think about it. She's like, I could either stay here where I know what's going to happen, where I know I'm somewhat safe, Whereas if I get out, my husband is obviously gone off the deep end. And we've got this girlfriend situation here, which I don't want to go back to either. So she stays in jail for 73 days. And it was just, he ended up calling the cops on her again. So she gets those charges acquitted and he calls the cops on her again. Totally different case.
So every time she gets out, he's calling cops on her?
Yeah. So it's a sad story. It is. It is woman. Hard.
Yeah,
but,
right. I can't imagine rather being in jail than being anywhere else.
Like I know.
That is rock bottom right there. Right. Where you're like, it is so much better in here. The cold floor, the toilet in the middle of the cell, the really bad food. I might get shanked today. I'd still rather have that than be out there with my husband.
That's when you know.
You're free to go. Know. Don't worry about it. Now, close that gate. Don't
and
worry.
The fact that anybody can say anything and you're in jail for 73 days.
Yeah, man.
That's terrifying.
It is. Yes, Tommy.
I was going to say you have a caller.
Oh. Selma, good morning. You're on the Burke Show.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. Listen to it for years.
Thank you.
I hope everyone's doing great. I was the first day that Abby came on. I went and checked out that podcast, and that was the first episode that I listened to. My mouth was on the floor the entire time. I mean, like, it got me hooked on her podcast. Like, I'm almost catching up to, like, all the episodes, but that's the one that was, like, hook and sinker, like, completely got me hooked on it.
It's so, solid drama, man.
It is something to listen to. It is something to listen to.
So if you think you can top it, please DM me. By all means. I'm trying to find someone who can top it.
It's called The Breakup Breakdown.
Yes.
All right. You can find it anywhere, any podcast. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.